Blog Talk Radio.
Technical malfunction.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Hey guys, and I'm pretty sure you guys already know, but if you don't, it's your boy DJ J to J J J J to J J to J to J J. Techno Blast. The doctor.
Black and yellow. It's really cold in the studio. Our things are messing up, but you already know it is that doctor.
That doctor.
It's that doctor, dude. You know the doctor you see skydiving out of the sky with a parachute? You seen that guy, that doctor?
The one that says Dr. Bones on it?
Exactly. That doctor. I'm going to play Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones! Welcome, welcome, and
come welcome.
This has been a good show, but we'll talk to you later because we have to go.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye, it's been nice. Thank you a lot. But just kidding.
We kid, and that's what we do.
We can't do that to our fans because we have too many, and they love us, and we love you guys.
We get food.
We get food. We get money for doing this show now. We're making a good salary of like $5,000 a week. It's not a lot, but, I mean, it's more than nothing, you know?
You know, I just bought some fresh kicks, but not really.
You know what I bought? Oh, my goodness. Guess what I bought?
What did you buy, man?
Dude, it's a hot dog with no hot dog in it. It's just cheese. That's what I bought with my $5,000. A
dude.
Cheese dog from a hot dog on a stick. You ever been there?
You know what I bought?
What'd you buy? Some toilet paper because you need it?
Yeah, to blow my nose.
Yeah, I bet.
But no, I didn't buy it. I saved that all up because I'm going to buy nothing.
That's what's up. Be cheap. Be cheap and you'll have money forever. That's what I say. That's what I do. Welcome, guys.
We have a great show for you guys tonight.
This is our millionth show. I mean, I don't even count anymore because it's so much. But thank you guys for tuning in. I mean, thank you, really. Thank you for tuning in. Today we're going to have Shark Attack on our show. It's a band from Texas.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think they attack sharks.
I think they attack sharks. And that's no joke.
I think I'm going to ask them that when they get on.
I'm serious. Like, you have a name called Shark
I'm like,
Attack.
Hey, man, do you attack sharks? And they're going to be like, shut up, stupid.
Shut up and get out of here, punk.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. But tonight, I just want to give a little background on what happened tonight. Tonight, I saw the Maryville Guitar, and I just want to say that was really good. The Maryville Guitar crew? I don't know. What is it called? Ensemble. There you go.
Oh, yeah, ensemble. That's a great word.
Little Teddy in the back just threw up ensemble. My bad. Ensemble. Saw that today. Really good. Went with a friend. It was amazing.
Who'd you go with?
This girl. It was really fun.
Tasty.
I guess so. But, oh, God. I can't even think now. Thank you. Thank you, Tetra. I mean,
who did you see there? Who did you see singing?
Okay. You just really helped me out. Okay. So I'm sitting there, right? Sitting there chilling, sweating, doing whatever. And I see it. Okay, if you guys don't know this, me and Tetra, we go back to, like, the dark ages.
Uh-huh.
And what are you saying uh-huh for?
I'm really fascinated by your story right now. You just got me entertained.
We go back to the dark ages. Uh-huh. What happened?
Yeah. Come on. Tell me more.
Anyway, back in the day, there was this fat dude named Sal. And what happened was he really hated me. He just hated me. Anyway, I'm sitting there tonight eating my popcorn, eating a sub sandwich. And he comes out and starts singing, and he's like, oh, dude. Like,
I dream a dream of a dream gone by.
Dude, I'm not even kidding.
He's like, talking Susan Boyle.
He came out, and he just, like, wailed it out with, like, his chapped lips. And he just
impossible.
Impossible.
No.
Dude, he let loose, and it was cool, but, I mean, it was crazy at the same time.
Dang it. Okay, I'm sorry, doctor.
What's up, man?
But, you know how we had that TV in the back of the room?
Yeah.
The score, the Grizzlies just took the game into overtime on the Suns.
Are you kidding me? Dude, I was thinking the Suns are really just, like, breaking my heart right now.
They're going into overtime right now. It's 92-92. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
With the Grizzlies, though, like, seriously, it's ridiculous. Anyway, one thing I want to advise to all the parents out there, I mean, if you're going to take your kids somewhere, like, don't let them cry. You know what I'm saying? You feel me, Tetra?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, if you're going to bring a baby to the movies, freaking bring some duct tape and a pacifier and just tell them to shut up.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Like, if you're going to bring a baby and, like, during the whole concert, it's, like, whispering in my ear, telling me a secret. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to hear a baby.
Oh, I love your show.
I swear the baby went in my ear and I was like, I love you. And I was like, dude, I don't want to hear that.
Dude, get that crap out of my face.
Get out of my face. And I threw the baby on stage.
Get that cone out of here.
Whoa, we're getting too crazy. But seriously though, like, parents, like, I'm not kidding. Like, I was sitting there literally, and, like, at one part in the concert, like, I heard, like, slurping in the back. Like, the baby, like, cracked open a soda, and I was, like, drinking a Coke in the back.
You ever seen Mr. Rogers? Oh, his name is Roger Rabbit? It's not Mr. Rogers.
Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
What about him?
You ever seen it?
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
You know that one baby who's, like, a 30-year-old man?
Yeah. Dude, that's exactly what it was like. I turned around, he's like, what are you looking at, punk? And I was like, oh, excuse me, sir. Let's not do that. But, guys, like we said, Shark Attack's on the show today. I mean, what are we waiting for? Let's just get them on the air already. I'm going to play their song. It is called Milky Dub. And it's going to be released next month on their new CD. I'll give you more information on that later. But it's a live version. And I'm going to be quite honest with you guys. I haven't even heard it yet. So if it's ridiculous, I'm straight up stopping it. But here's the song. They just gave it to us a little bit ago. They sent it to us from Texas. Milky Dub by Shark Attack. Enjoy.
Thank you. Who got that Mikey dough?
On the air by Mike Healy, is that correct?
Tetra? Yes, sir.
Yeah, you already know, baby.
You already know, you're on the air. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. I mean, we appreciate
it. Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for giving me a call today.
It's all good, you know? Man. I mean, we were chilling in the studio because what was originally going to happen, we were going to have this, like, love therapist on today. And then our friend in the back, his name is Santiago, and he was like, you guys should hit up this band called Shark Attack. And I was like, oh, I've never really heard of them. But he threw it out to us, and we looked you guys up, and it sounded pretty tight. So.
And yeah, and we loved it.
So we wanted you guys on the show today, so thanks a lot, man.
Great, man. Yeah, and definitely, once again, you know, thank you for just, you know, giving me a call today. It was really unexpected.
Yeah, no problem.
And, man, it sounds great to hear that song on the radio.
Yeah, it's cool, man. So, first off, one question I'm going to ask, how did you guys, like, initially start the band? Where did you guys meet and stuff like that?
Pretty much the group started about 10 or so years ago. from Seabrook, Texas, and it's mostly just through friends and schoolmates and just getting together and jamming and having a great time. And really, you know, it's been going strong, and, you know, we have a pretty large following, and we record all different types of bands under an umbrella company called The Boardroom, and it's also a booking agency, and that's basically we kind of run Southeast Houston all the way down to Galveston Island.
What's up, man? We hope to see you. Right. We hope to see you in Arizona one time, man. You should come out one time for a show.
Yes, absolutely. We would love to play as many venues in Arizona as possible.
That would be sick. I mean, all right. So a question that Tetra had. I mean, he said it before the show, like he was wondering, and I'm like,
oh, yeah, I want to. Have you guys ever got attacked by a shark?
Like, how'd you guys come up with the name? You know.
Well, we're all, you know, surfer types.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the name Shark Attack is kind of it's just kind of a play on of words. You know, it's definitely aggressive reggae.
Yeah.
You know, you know, easy enough.
One of your album covers, you should just be stabbing a shark right in the belly.
You should.
I like it.
It'd be straight up just beautiful. Like, you like check this out. Like, you're stabbing the shark's belly, but you guys are inside of it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, that's
big.
Right.
That is
just getting out of the belly of the shark.
Exactly.
I like it.
All right. What are you guys' like favorite places to play, I guess?
Well, we get a lot of business. We play a bunch of shows down in Galveston Island, and mostly it's just the island feel. A lot of people that surf down there and go fishing,
wow,
and just basically hang out in bathing suits all day.
What's up?
And that's pretty much our general fan base.
What's the, like, worst show you've ever played?
Worst show we've ever played? Man, I try to be so optimistic. I think I've put all the worst shows behind me.
Oh, man.
So,
what's, like,
but,
the weirdest thing
but,
that's ever happened?
Yeah, what's, like, the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you, like, on tour, you know?
On tour?
Like, the weirdest thing you've ever seen, man.
Hmm. Weirdest. Saying weirdest. we played a show out in Weirdos at Austin, out in Austin, and we opened up for the Dirty Heads.
Oh, I love the Dirty Heads.
Yeah, and it was, you know, it was just it was weird. I mean, just even though
just being there in general.
So, like,
yeah, Austin is weird, you know, to itself, and you know, it was freezing. It was probably like 30, 40 degrees, and you know, it was a Halloween show, so
yeah.
You know, women in Halloween are pretty much scandalous as they come.
Exactly.
So just a whole bunch of just freezing cold naked women running around.
Yeah,
it was great.
I felt a lot to see in my winter.
How are you guys' rehearsals? Like, do you guys really rehearse, or is it like a
rehearse? No, man, we never rehearse. We play shows, and that's pretty much rehearsals.
That's cool.
That's the way to do it, right there.
Yeah, so it's basically paid rehearsals.
That's cool.
So that's a great way of looking at it. I mean, you know. God help every single other band if we ever actually practice. So,
cool. So, like, kind of like a tag on to, like, I don't know, like, I think I've already asked it, but, like, it's like a tag on. Like, what's, like, the weirdest thing you've ever seen? Was that the weirdest thing you've ever seen? Was, like, the naked girls in the crowd? Or, like, is there something, like, that you've seen that, like, stands out of your mind? Or was that the only thing?
I think there was some 12-year-old bands. And there was kind of like a punk rock kind of rock.
Uh-huh.
And that was just kind of weird because their parents were all there with them, you know, basically being the roadies. and I mean, they did great. And I'm pretty sure I gave them, you know, congratulations and all that. You know, the typical, you know, kind of fake kiss everybody's ass after the show.
Yeah.
but, yeah, that was also at Weirdos.
Of course. Why wouldn't
you?
Know, a lot of things happen at Weirdos, you know.
Yeah.
The place is going to be.
Right. No, that was actually one of our most fun shows.
That's tight.
But, yeah, definitely, I think every single show we play, it just gets better. So, that's my opinion on that.
All right. That song we played, Mikey Dub, it was recorded at Scott Bar in Houston, if I'm correct. I'm correct, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir.
It was on Thursday, September 23rd, and you said there's going to be a new album released with that song in it, right?
Right, yeah, we have a new mixtape coming out called Outlaws and Egos, and there's going to be a few different other bands on there, but it's going to showcase a few of the new Shark Attack songs. And then we are going to have a live album coming out, recorded specifically from that show, and a live DVD, and we're going to have that all over YouTube and MySpace and the whole Facebook universe and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it if you want to get your name out.
Yes, sir.
What advice do you have for any other bands that are out there? Like, stick strong, you know?
Pardon me? What do you mean?
Like, what advice do you have for other bands out there that are trying to, like...
Oh, as far as for drummers, mm-hmm. I say don't be lame.
Yeah.
Don't suck.
Yeah, don't suck. and get there on time. Mm-hmm. And I just have to say, as far as other bands, just, you know, really just have fun with it and don't get too trashed on stage.
Yeah.
Because that can mess a few things up, you know, and even getting way too trashed afterwards, you know, you might end up walking around, you know, missing shoes and your hat and lose your cell phone.
Definitely.
And have a homeless person wake you up, you know, with your keys. Yeah, and not remember the two girls that came up to you and told you that they're not wearing underwear, and then blacking out immediately after that.
Oh, God.
Way to go.
Yeah, that was definitely a fun night for me.
I bet. It sounds like
it. So, yeah, God bless Halloween.
What's some of you guys' inspirations? Like what kind of bands?
What bands you guys listen to and stuff, you know?
Right now, man, I jam a lot of SZA and Supercut. And just really, I'm getting into dubstep, and as a bass player, I just love anything that's bass heavy, you know?
Have you heard of The Expendables?
The Expendables?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of them. I don't know too many of their songs.
The movie with Sylvester Stallone, right?
Nah, man. This is a band called Expendables, but they remind
right,
me of a lot of you guys, though, man.
I think my friend Mark saw them in Austin the other day.
They're good. They're really good. They're like my favorite band, but they remind me a lot of you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
It's a compliment. They're a great band. So what's the, like, the best band you think you've ever toured with? Like, you're most, like, proud of, you know, touring with?
The Wailers.
The Wailers? Oh, that's just really good. I saw them at a show with 311. Oh, man, they're amazing.
Yeah, for real. They just hung out in their tour bus the whole time. And didn't really have anything to do with us.
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand, man. They're a working band, and they work their tails off. So, you know, it wasn't an insult at all. Just the fact that I got to be on the same stage with them, you know, in a night, it was an honor.
That's cool. Well, I think that's about it. But thank you so much for being on the show, man. I really appreciate it. And,
yeah, definitely. And you know, and everybody needs to check out, you know, if you get on Facebook, check out Shark Attack TX, TX as in Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's another group called Shark Attack, but, you know, we won't hold that against them.
We'll find them for you. We'll take them out.
We'll take them out, man. Don't even trip.
Right. Yeah, man. And definitely MySpace Shark Attack. Yeah. MySpace.com/Shark Attack TX. Mm-hmm. And, or just straight up sharkattacktx.com.
And that's where they can find all your stuff at, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Events, photos, videos, you know, babies, mamas, stuff like that. great.
Girls running around naked on Halloween, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't remember any of it, but I'm sure people've got some pictures.
So for the next few weeks we're having a show, we'll be pumping you guys up. We'll, like, throw you guys' name up on here, so don't even worry. So, like, if you guys want to send us some songs, you have our email, so...
Yes, absolutely. And, man, I just have to say, once again, you know, thank you so much for just, you know, linking out to us.
No problem.
And hooking us up with this tonight.
No problem, man.
It's really appreciated.
Thanks for being on, man. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And y'all have a great night.
You too.
All right. Bye.
All right, guys. That was Shark Attack.
Talk about the respect that we're getting now. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, man. But, you know, they seem like pretty chill guys.
They seem like pretty chill guys. Okay, hold on. At first, I'm going to be real with you. At first, the song was weak. Like, I'm not going to say...
Oh, okay. I thought it was pretty cool.
No. It caught me off guard. Like, I was like, because I didn't hear you yet, you know? And I heard, like, Mikey, you know? I just started laughing.
Yeah.
But it was cool, though. Like, really, it was cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, they seem like pretty cool guys. Good,
really cool guys.
If you guys want to check them out, go to Facebook, Shark Attack TX.
SharkAttackTX.com. Check them out. Add them, drop them a line. Say, oh, it's like on the Dr. Bones and Tetris show. You guys are tight. You guys are tight. Like a rubber
yeah,
band.
Tight.
Like a rubber band.
Oh.
But seriously, guys, you do that. They're really cool. Tomorrow. You know what tomorrow is?
Tomorrow's Thursday. Oh, you guys want to know what tomorrow is?
You guys want to know?
I've known this cat for about, like, what, 4 years now?
80 years.
4,000 years?
4,000 years, you've known me.
And, you know, I grew up with this guy. I don't know if you guys know him, but his name is Dr. Bones.
Dr. Bizones.
And he has a birthday tomorrow, guys.
Dude, it's kind of weird. I'm going to be the big 1-8.
Day of birth is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 1992.
You know what time you were born, man?
I was born at 12 midnight, so exactly. I'm just kidding. I don't
know.
Man,
you shut up.
you
want to get smart with me?
No, I was born at like 3 o'clock during the day, I think.
Really?
Honestly, I really don't know. Like the same time Rudy's baby was born. Like, so we're probably brothers.
Demon. Demon time.
But tomorrow is... Oh, yes.
It's his birthday, guys.
But,
what's your birthday wish, man? What do you have to, you know,
okay,
what do you want?
Okay, I really don't have a wish, but I have a request. I have a request that... Okay, because I'm going to fill you guys in. If you guys don't... If you're long listeners to our fans... Long listeners to our show. One of our first shows we had this girl come on, and her name is Melissa. I mean, she's really, really cool. Don't get me wrong, she's really cool, but she has no social skills.
It's like Melissa Tostada, right?
No, she has amazing social skills. It's like being on the air, she got really nervous. But listen, tomorrow she's going to redeem herself. This is my request. This is what I want.
What do you want,
man? People want. We want. I stole that from Conan. We want. I want Melissa Estrada versus Tetra Bones on the show to battle it out in a Rocky trivia game. They both proclaim they know the most about Rocky, but who will win?
She's trying to go up against me?
She's trying to go up against you, man. You eat that
raw egg. Is she trying to get twisted, dog?
She's trying to get twisted, dog. I'm not even kidding.
I'll handle mine.
And Blaz, that's not even his name. Tetra. Tetra said that if he loses, he's going to wear a toe ring for the rest of his life, so.
I mean, and it's a pretty big, I don't know if you guys see my size. 13 feet.
He has size 13 feet and his toes are all jacked up. He's had surgery on him, so.
No, they're not, guys.
Oh, be careful, guys. He has alligator feet.
Dude, I scratch you, you're dead.
But seriously, tomorrow it's going to be Melissa Estrada versus Tetra.
Man, and hey, if you talk to her tomorrow, tell her not to research anything because I'm legitimately going to forget about this until tomorrow.
The question comes up. She texted me. She was like, well, I don't want to do that because you're going to cheat. Oh, excuse me. She said, you're going to cheat because you know him all the time. You talk to him, like, every day.
You know him all the time? You don't know him some of the time.
I don't know what that means. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this on myself. Tetra's not going to know any of the questions. Melissa's not going to know any of the questions. All the questions are going to be in my brain in a vault covered with cotton candy. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know besides me. So... that squashes that idea. And tune in tomorrow because you're going to see who will win this battle. Personally, I think Melissa's a dark horse.
She's a demon. Basically, what he's saying is she's a demon.
That's not what I'm saying.
And demons cheat.
She's a demon.
You're a demon.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying maybe she could sneak up on Tetra. Maybe. I doubt it.
I just want to let you guys know, if she starts beating me, just expect hit the jackpot.
She starts beating Tetra and starts throwing out weird things like, oh, Rocky was 47 and 13 until his last movie, which he was 47 and 14. You know what she's going to get when she says that? You know, Tetra?
What's she going to get, man? Tell me.
Nobody disrespects Tetra on our show.
No, dude, but I'm really excited now. I mean, it's going to be because I remember we tried to do this a couple years ago.
Yeah, we tried to do this a while back, but she's always chickened out. But
yeah.
This is my B-day tomorrow. She was like, you know, what the hey? She wants to be on the show. And I was like, first of all, when you get to hit the road jack, just for you guys out there, you never come back.
Yeah, you're supposed to not ever come back.
You hit the road jack and you never come back.
But the only exception.
It's my B-day, and I'm granting her severance. She's coming back. she's coming back, and it's going to be beautiful.
And then once it shows up, she's never coming back on again.
I don't know about that. Tetra, can you please throw us the Phoenix Suns game? I can't see over there. What is it?
It's there's like 20 seconds left, man. Let me see. Oh, God, I went to commercial. Jack in the Box commercial, man.
Oh, Jack in the Box is winning?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry that I can't control the cable. We're in a freaking shack.
We're in a shack on 3rd Street in Adams. Studio 2A next to the Palestine. But get off me, man. I ain't gonna lie to you guys. That studio is pretty horrible.
It sucks, guys.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm pretty scared for my life.
We have no heater.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Every time I come to the studio, I feel like this is my last day I'm gonna live.
It's 102.98. It's 8 seconds left.
Suns are winning?
No.
Are you serious? I can't even see that far. My eyes are all jacked up.
Yeah, they're real down.
Dude, you know I'm cross-eyed. I can't see that far.
Yeah, let me just slap your face.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Is it better?
Ah, you deal some meal.
Dude, we're about to lose this? What's so
stupid?
You know,
thing, if you guys... Oh! How did I not think of this? Guys, go. We have a little bit of time left. When you're done with this, or whenever, it's still under construction. Still all jacked up. You go on your computers, and you go to the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show. .webs.com. That is our official website. That is our official website.
I mean, just, you know, it's Dr. Bones.
No, the Dr. Bones.
The Dr. Bones.
And Tetra Show.
And Tetra Show.
.webs.
.webs with S?
Like webs, like Spider-Man shoots out his webs.
But web or with S?
With an S, sir.
Okay. I'm just clarifying for them.
Yeah. With an S. And
with
then
an S.
.com. That's it. And that's our official website.
And if, you know, you get the virus, I'm sorry, guys.
If you get the anthrax shooting out of your computer, my bad, really? I didn't mean to. Whoopsie. But, I was going to say something good. Oh, yeah. In the next few weeks, like next week, the week after, we're going to start having shirts on there. Shirts, stickers.
Socks. Shoes. Underwear.
Songs with my face on it, because everybody wants Dr. Bone's face on a thong.
I'm going to have my own brand of condom.
Gonna have his teeth on him.
Nah.
That's horrible.
Oh, God, man. Guys. What are you guys gonna...
You're stinking at the studio with your disgustingness.
Sorry, man.
We want to thank Shark Attack for being on the show today. It was really kind of them. Actually, you know what? They seem really appreciative, and I appreciate it. I appreciate them being on the show. It was really cool.
Yeah, they seem like, you know, good-hearted fellas.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But, what?
Another thing I gotta throw out there. I keep forgetting. I gotta throw this out there, too. Dan Cronin, who's on our show, writer of Conan O'Brien,
mm-hmm. He
replied to me the other day, and he was like, I just want to thank you that you guys are really professional. Professional. You guys are professional. You're going to go somewhere in life. And I think he said something else, but it was really good. And he said that he's going to talk to his writers so you can get him.
Yeah, he said something like, we're going to make it big.
Yeah, something like that, you know. I mean, we read it together, remember? We were like, what the? Like, it was like shocking, you know? Like, I was shocked.
Yeah, I laughed. I think I just walked away from it.
You just punched me in the face, and I blacked out and woke up, and you were gone.
I'm done with you.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh.
What happened, man? What happened?
I was trying to start a little crazy chant, you know, but...
Si se puede. La, la, la.
Guys, I made a cool song before we came on the air. Like, I was just chilling in here. Literally chilling because we have no heater in here. And like,
yeah, it was really cold.
I was like... Ooh, ah, si se puede. Ooh, ah, si se puede. Like, it was a tight song.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Me and Dr. Bones.
Stupid right now, but, like, it was really cool.
Yeah, me and Dr. Bones had, like, a little freestyle at the same time.
Like, we'll give him a little taste, like, just a 20 second taste. I was like, ooh, ah, si se
puede.
Ooh, ah, si se puede. Ooh, ah, I feel so.
You guys already know, baby. You guys already know. Know what we do?
Nah, I can't even do it now. I said it for like 5 minutes. You didn't even jump in.
Dude, what was I supposed to do?
You were just sitting on the sideline, twiddling your thumb, looking at me.
Hey, man, okay, we're about to lose right now.
We're about to lose.
Home team, I think we lost already.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dr. Bones. Thank you.
And, I don't know, baby, it's your boy DJ Tetra.
We'll catch you guys tomorrow with the big Tetra versus Melissa Estrada Rocky Showdown.
9:30, guys. Same time.
9:30. Thank
same.
You.
Number,
leave you with
same
Tom's,
website.
Leave You with Tom's Diner by Susan Vega. Thank you very much.
da 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 da